7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's 11:30 p.m. That is, of course, local time, because if you look at your clock, the one that you have right there, you'll notice that it says 19:30 UTC. And you know what that means? That's right. It means that, one, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, starring me. My name's Tobe. You're listening to Anon Radio. And two, I think it's time for me to eat some lunch. And I want a hamburger, so let's go get a hamburger. And just like that, through the magic of radio, we have, in fact, arrived at the bar, the name of which I shall continue to withhold. Don't get me wrong, I will endorse this place. I'm just going to need to see some free hamburgers to do so. So, let's go inside. Get my keys, open the door, and away we go. I guess I should try to lock my car, even though it's a dangerous proposition. Who knows if I'll be able to get back in. It wanted to lock. All right. Four steps, three steps, two steps, one. Open the door. Into the vestibule we go. And now it's time to eat. Oh, I would like a Coke and a hamburger, please.
What kind of hamburger? Just a regular hamburger?
Just a regular hamburger.
Would you like lettuce, tomato, onion, or pickle?
I just need onions and pickles, please.
Do you want fries, chili, or salad?
Oh, fries.
So, lettuce and pickles.
Onions and pickles.
Oh, sorry. We'll try this again.
Close enough.
And what did you want to drink? I'm sorry?
Just a Coke. Okay. Why do I have my camera? Why do I have my camera with me?
You know what? I'm not quite sure about that, sir.
I don't know either. No wonder my pockets seem so heavy.
There you go.
Beautiful. Thank you. Yummy Coca-Cola. Okay. I got my order in, and I'm looking up at the magic monitor.
I'm sorry. I turn around and look every time he says here.
The monitor of the random god of numbers. And I'm not feeling the magic today. I do not think I'm going to place a wager today. But I'm still going to watch random numbers come up. Probably going to need to put on my glasses. And yes, here we go. Random numbers. 59, 46, 67, 3, 50, 4, 58, 57, 78, 6, 16, 75, 28, 18, 24, 76, 33, 29, 70, and here's our last number, 72. And guess what just came on the radio? Hall & Oates, Maneater. Classic. And I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction that the next song on the radio will be something by the Eagles. Or, boy, am I feeling the Eagles or am I feeling Steve Miller Band?
It's going to be one of the two. But we're going to have to wait until Maneater is over to find out. Well, I sure was wrong about the next song. It wasn't the Eagles or Steve Miller. I can't even tell you who it is because I don't know. But what I am going to do is take some pictures while I'm in here. Just to see what happens. See if I can get anything interesting. I think I can put my camera over here and get a selfie. That might be interesting. So if any of these photos turn out, I'll be posting them right about now. So if you're in comm, you may or may not see links popping up right now. In the meantime, I'm also kind of thinking about taking pictures of just the ambient lighting, because, you know, the beer cooler is all lighted up. Plus, the sun's coming in from the windows in the back, so I'm getting interesting reflections. And there's TVs and monitors everywhere. So there's just lots of light sources. There's neon. There's TVs. There's the light-up beer cooler. And we've got another Keno game starting, so let me put on my glasses so I can see all the magic random numbers. And here they come. 75, 23, 54, 73, 30, 62, 76, 34, 11, 10, 12, 21, 13, 3, 7, 46, 53, 36, 35, and our last number for this game is 70. Don't you just love sitting here, listening to me recite random numbers? This is good radio. I'm not actually very far away from the kitchen. The little kitchen window where they put up the orders is probably only 4 meters away. And I can hear the guy seasoning my fries. He's got the fries in the bowl and he's flipping them around. It makes a very distinct sound. So I know that my food will be up shortly. In fact, there's the bell, and I can see it.
You know, in-house training, the new ones.
And here it comes. She's got it in her hands. She's walking this way.
No, it was not.
Okay.
Well, I knew that.
See you later, love. Can I get you anything else, sir?
No, that will be all.
I sure did. Got my real glasses on, I think, for my sunglasses. Bye, and
bye.
Yummy. Hamburger time for me. So the first thing I gotta do is eat one of these yummy pickle slices. Oh, so delicious. Mmm. So crunchy. So pickly. Mmm. Yummy. And the next thing to do is to prepare the hamburger with the proper condiments. And I decided to not eat mustard today. I was going to have mustard, but today I'm going to have A1 sauce. So I pour the A1 sauce on my burger and then add lots of minced onions. Yum, yum, yum. And once I have my burger prepped, I cut it in half to make it easier to eat. And then I put some ketchup on my plate so I can eat some of these yummy French fries. I do love the French fries here. I've mentioned it a million times. They actually cut their own potatoes. And then fry them up. Making yummy fries for me. I wonder when I'm going to hear my Eagles. Or is it going to be Steve Miller? Boy, I'm getting the feeling it's going to be Steve Miller. But right now, we have to deal with Invisible Touch by Phil Collins. Good Lord. Mm-mm-mm. I love these French fries so much. Phil Collins, on the other hand, can go hang. Don't get me wrong, Genesis was great. But, boy, this and Sistudio, nah, I'll pass. However, I've just taken a bite of the hamburger, and this is a new, different kind of bun. I think it's okay. As of right now, it does not detract from the hamburger. So I'm happy. More french fries. And I just heard a message on the radio, an announcement on the radio that Tears for Fears is coming to town. Oh boy, looks like they're on the retro circuit. Pretty soon they're going to be playing state fairs. Boy, I gotta tell you, I'm crushing this hamburger. I'm already done with half of it. And this bun is very sweet. It's like Wonder Bread type bun. I'm not impressed, but it's not bad yet. So, instead, I'll eat another pickle slice. Yum, it's so yummy. Oh, and I am very into these french fries today. Are they better than usual? Are they as good as they always are? It's hard to tell, because they're so yummy. Oh, yeah. I'm very into this plate of food. It's almost gone. I've only got 2 or 3 bites left of this hamburger and about 7 french fries to eat, along with 2 pickle slices. So let's eat one of the pickles right now. These are the good kind of pickles. Uh-oh, I wasn't paying any attention. And I looked up and there's a bunch of TVs on here, right? Because it's a sports bar and I don't have my glasses on. But something came across the scrolling thing along the bottom of one of the sports channels about Chelsea. Now I gotta wait for it to go all the way through so I can see what happened. In the meantime, I'm gonna eat the last 2 bites of this hamburger. So yummy. Well, I can't believe it. I was a lot hungrier than I thought. I ate the whole thing. Hamburger, all the fries, all the pickles, and everything. It was so yummy. To make it weirder, I just heard on the radio that Kenny Loggins is going to be doing a free concert here in town over the summer, probably at Memorial Park. So, you know what I'm thinking. Danger zone. Okay. I'm watching this scrawling scroll. Chelsea signs Italian national team coach Antonio Conte to 3-year deal. Conte, who will take role after this summer's European Championships, previously managed Juve from 2011 to 2014 and led club to 3 straight Serie A titles. Wow. Now that's some interesting information. We knew that Goose Hiddink wasn't going to be the manager next year. He's just being the caretaker guy. Wow, I could have sworn they would have gotten somebody else. I'll take Conte, I guess. Wow, I'm in shock. But I'm done with my food, and we've got to get out of here. So, hold that thought. Well, although I am vaguely in shock about this news about Chelsea, I mean, we had Mourinho sitting in the wings, still living in his apartment in England, waiting for a phone call from Roman Abramovich, and they can't bother to get Mourinho. I'm in shock, but kind of not really. All right, let me get my keys and my glasses here, put my coat on. Let's get out of here. Let's kill off the rest of this Coca-Cola. Oh, it's so yummy. All gone. All right. And now I make my exit to the strains of the Pet Shop Boys. East End boys and West End girls. Yeah. West End girls. And now I'm in the vestibule. And this door's so heavy I can barely open it up. And as I head back to my car, which miraculously opened on the first try, I breathe in the nice fresh air and think to myself, What is Chelsea going to do? We're going to have to discuss it later, because I am now in my car, and I'm about to drive home. So, while I'm driving home, why don't you listen to this?
Hey, maybe you should try the ham, Axe Cop. They say change is good. I know ham is good.
Okay, well, first of all, welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and you're listening to Anon Radio. You knew that part already. I'm still kind of surprised about about Chelsea's choice, but, you know, I guess I can support it. Well, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm wondering, is there a Champions League game today? I think there is. I think this is a Champions League week. And I feel kind of stupid because shouldn't I know this ahead of time? I'm not really paying attention. So let's turn on the TV in the other room and make sure it's on the correct channel. And when that comes on, I will watch it. As long as it doesn't interfere, of course, with the Dubious Goals Committee. Here's a weird thought. Have you ever noticed that there's not a lot of songs about telephone companies? Yeah, you get all the songs about love and stuff like that, but no songs about telephone companies. And if you love a telephone company, what are you supposed to listen to? And now, here's a list of 10 places I've never been. Number 1, Antarctica. I would probably go there, though, given the choice. And if somebody else gave me the money. France. I have never been to France. I can order food in a French restaurant, but I've never been to France. I've never been to Angkor Wat. Number 3, Angkor Wat. Although I would go there. I need to clear my throat. Where's my tea? Number 4, anywhere along the Dnieper River. Number 5, Tajikistan. Number 6, the Kalahari Desert. Number 7, Bangor, Maine. I don't even know why I even thought of that one. It's just, you know, I've never been there. Number 8, the Red Lobster Restaurant. I have never set foot in any Red Lobster anywhere. And I'm pretty proud of that. Number 9, orbit. I have never been in geosynchronous orbit, low Earth orbit, any kind of orbit. I feel terrible. I build so many rockets. How come I've never been in orbit myself? And number 10, a bullfight on acid. Yes, you heard me correctly. I've never been to a bullfight under the influence of LSD. But then again, I've never been to a bullfight either, so, you know, what are you going to do? And that's my list of 10 places that I've never been. And now, here is a list of 10 places my cat Pippa has never been. Number 1, the attic. My cat has never been in the attic. Number 2, Frankfurt, Germany. Number 3, any McDonald's restaurant, anywhere. Number 4, in the trunk of a Lexus RX 300. Number 5, number 5, inside a hollow tree, regardless of any cookie-making elves. Number 6, on top of the refrigerator. Although, that would be somewhere she would like to go, because she likes to be up high so she can look down on stuff, but she'd never be able to get down. I could put her up there, but if I didn't remember to go take her down a few minutes later, she'd probably be stuck up there for a while. Number 7, the Democratic National Congress. My cat has never been to a convention of any political party, let alone the Democrats. Number 8. Wait, what are we on? 7 or 8? Number 8. A hazmat truck. That's right. My cat has never been inside a hazmat truck. Number 9. A milk crate. And number 10. A duffel bag. Although my cat would fit in a duffel bag, I haven't had any reason to put her in one. And that is the list of 10 places where my cat Pippa has never been. And now here's a list of 10 places where I have never placed a Hello Kitty sticker. Now, first I gotta close the window, though, because it sounds like the lawn guy is here. The lawn guy is running around in my backyard with a weed eater, making all kinds of noise, and I could hear my cat jump up onto the kitchen counter, so she's very curious. Okay, where was I? Oh, yes. 10 locations where I have never placed a Hello Kitty sticker. Number 1, Donald Trump's forehead. Number 2, Anywhere in a Red Lobster. See list number one. Number three, a Berkshire Hathaway stock certificate. Number four, at any railroad crossing. Number five, on golf clubs. Oh, wait, no, that's not true. I put a Hello Kitty sticker on one of my putters. Number five, on my cat. Strangely enough, I've never placed a Hello Kitty sticker on my cat. Number six, on the bottom of a peanut butter jar. Number seven. Wait, what am I on? Number seven? In the bathroom of any hotel. Number eight, on a bowling ball. Because, you know, they probably make Hello Kitty bowling balls. You wouldn't have to put a sticker on a bowling ball you already have. You could just go out and buy a Hello Kitty bowling ball. Number eight, deciduous trees, or coniferous trees for that matter either. I've never placed a Hello Kitty sticker on any tree. Number nine, boy, here comes the lawnmower. Maybe you can hear it. Oh, it's so loud. Let's record the lawnmower. Let's open the window and record the lawnmower. Oh yeah, it's so lawnmower-y. I have never placed a Hello Kitty sticker on a lawnmower. That's number nine. Number 10. I have never placed a Hello Kitty sticker on a trailer that is conveying a lawnmower or motorcycles or a boat. Or, you know, I've just never placed a Hello Kitty sticker on any kind of trailer at all. Okay, let's just close the window again. Oh, it's so loud outside. Oh, who wants to listen to noise? And now here's a list of 10 donuts that I would eat. No, just kidding. I'm tired of doing lists for right now, but I'm not tired of eating donuts. Well, actually, I kind of am. I don't really feel like eating a donut today, and I didn't feel like eating a donut yesterday, and it was because the day before that, I ate two donuts, and they were yummy, because I like to eat donuts. And maybe I shouldn't have started talking about them, because am I getting hungry for donuts now? Just because I'm thinking of them? I might be. But this is not donut time. This is tea time. Let's get out the tea here and take a big sip. Oh, yeah. This is some yummy tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Daddy. I could gulp that down all day. It's so delicious. Uh-oh, look at the clock. It says 1958 UTC, which means I've only got 2 minutes to wrap this thing up. That's right, I'm running out of time, so this is the part where I say that you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So be sure to tune in tomorrow, because who knows what wackiness I'll get up to. Maybe there'll be more lists. Maybe there'll be some marmots. You never know. What day is this? Do we have Barnacle coming up next? No, I'm afraid we don't. So stay tuned for DJ Kumada rocking your socks off with all his killer tracks. All right. And I guess that just leaves one more thing for me to say.